So I think, again, we're in the realm of public charities. So public charities have their own obligations. There's a certain ability for the grantor to say, I gave to an independent organization who's also a charity, who also has to follow the rules. I gave them agreement that understood, that clearly lays out my expectations. They've got it. I would say as the grantor, you don't have any specific obligation to dig in deeper than that. That being said, you can approach it as a capacity building type exercise where you say, hey, I don't really think you understand what's happening here. So what is the most diplomatic way that you could then say, hey, how do we get to that next level? So one of the things we do at the Hewlett Foundation sometimes is we offer technical assistance to our grantees where there's a particularly complex project. We will pay for a lawyer to provide them with legal advice to help support them. So we've done it on privacy projects where we're like, you have a privacy issue here. Have you thought that through? If not, we have a privacy expert we would love for you to talk to. We'll pay for it because it's technical assistance to a public charity, and then you'll get the legal advice you need to make sure you can comply. So that's an option. Or sometimes if we're worried about a project, we tell the program staff, you have to put in money for legal services. Mm-hmm. And then they need to retain a lawyer. Sometimes, depending on the level of the complexity of the project, we'll say, please have them send us the bio of the lawyer so we can clear it and make sure. And I will tell you all, the first thing that happens is they say, well, I have a lawyer on my board. And I'm like, God love the board lawyers, but they are not, the grantee is not the client. Then the next thing I'll get is, well, somebody else is doing it pro bono. And I'm like, I love that you're going to steward charitable dollars so well, but free legal advice is not the same as paid legal advice. Mm-hmm. It never is. Pro bono clients are the one that the lawyer works on when they've done everybody else who's paying. Like, it's the end of the day, the last thing they do, unless it's like some young, eager, amazing associate who you, luck of the draw, find the that unicorn.
Probably doesn't know what they're talking about.
Well, right. Or they could be amazingly smart and have done five of these. But the chances you take on pro bono advice for that level of complexity or a huge dollar investment, you know, if we're putting $15 million into something, we can spend $50,000 for a good lawyer to take a look at this issue. So that's the part where, you know, sometimes wrangling that money out of the program staff is really difficult. But the approach is, why are we going to execute this agreement and then set these people up for failure? They can't comply if they don't understand the applicable rules. This is such that they have no in-house counsel. You know, they're really eager, especially, you know, in the data world. It's like, okay, well, they have access to this data set. But then if they put it in a non-encrypted computer and take in people's personal information, they then violated privacy laws, you know, in the EU and the U.S. What are we going to do then? So that's a place where I think for each project you have to think about what level of investment do you want to put into it.
I think the nice thing that Hewlett does is, and we will try to do when we do that, is offer options on lawyers. So we're not like, here's the lawyer. We're like, here's five lawyers that we've worked with and we think are good or we've heard about or other people have used. And you can interview them and select your own, because a lot of times you don't want to be very prescriptive on who they use a lawyer. They may have conflicts. They may have not like their style. It may be in a location that doesn't work for them, geography, time zone wise, or whatever. So that's a nice thing that you guys do that we tried to pick up and emulate. But sorry, I interrupted. There was another question about.
Question about?
Yeah. So if I'm understanding correctly, it sounds like there are some cases where you are actually directly funding the lawyer who's providing technical assistance, mm-hmm. right? And so, I mean, how does the lawyer who's providing the technical assistance set up for that? Because to me, that seems right, the sort of conflict issues.
Well, we're a third-party payer. They execute their own attorney-client relationship with the grantee.
Yeah.
We're just a third-party payer. We just get a bill that says, we talk to this person for 5 hours, pay us.
Yeah, they do their own engagement letter with the grantee.
No, I understand that. Yeah. I would assume that would be the case, but I'm just saying, like, no one has any issue with that from the third-party provider standpoint, and, like, the fact that you guys could very well be in an adversarial position, which is why, you know...
Well, but we're not adversarial because we're doing it to make sure they can comply. So we're entering, we're both parties entering into a transaction, and the goal is to make sure we both can meet the needs of the transaction, so we're not adversarial. It, to the extent we have a dispute about compliance later on, then we would have to have different lawyers. But going into the transaction, so if I want to fund you to do research and there's privacy rules, finding a lawyer who's going to help you understand the privacy rules of your project that I have no role in but funding wouldn't create any, wouldn't create a conflict.
And that's, you can offer lawyers that are maybe not your primary counsel too. There's lots of lawyers out there, and if you ask your colleagues, they probably have ideas of people that you don't use. And so that's another way to make sure that if a grantee is feeling uncomfortable about a potential conflict, we recommend people we don't regularly use. So
yeah. But typically, it's not, there's no conflict there because it's non-adversarial. You're jointly working on a project.